www.TheWrestlingTheCast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
if suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Where is investigative journalism? Where are the investigative journalists? Of course, we got some friends that do that. Of course, John Rappaport's been around. He's an inspiration to me, has been for many years. You get to read some real news at Natural News with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. But what about on broadcast television? Was there anybody that could break through and actually do it? Ask the right questions and maintain integrity. Could it be possible? Super Don, do you remember when we first saw Ben Swan some years ago in, during the Ron Paul campaign years?
I do. I mean, it was just, it was amazing to see somebody coming out, asking questions, pointing out things that, you know, everybody else in broadcast media just didn't seem to want to touch. It was all of us guys in the background going, why won't they acknowledge this? Why won't they talk about this? And all of a sudden, here's this guy, Ben Swan, on TV, pointing these things out, and we were just like, wow, this guy's really got some intestinal fortitude there.
Did he not get the memo? You're not supposed to ask those questions. You can't do
exactly.
That. We were looking forward to his reality checks. We featured him on here as well over the years, and he's continuing on. After he left the Fox News affiliate in Cincinnati, he's done some great, great work, and he's crowdsourced some things to continue the projects. You know, you are the First Amendment. We want to push that for all it's worth, and he's inspiring, hopefully, a whole new generation of folks back to journalism with integrity, asking the right questions and getting those answers out there. And he's on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Ben Swan, my friend, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, it's a blast to finally connect with you and talk to you about it. I mean, if we look back at your history, it's like you were a child prodigy going into arenas that, it's like, did you know you weren't supposed to be able to do the things that you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. I remember something. I was in broadcast TV news for 15 years almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been around it for a long time, and I've never quite understood the whole groupthink mentality. And yet, you know, it certainly exists. It's certainly there. But that's all right. You know, the question is, what do you do to overcome that? And so what I never thought was going to happen was I would get an opportunity to start to talk about some of these issues. And candidly, you know, until I really started getting into it, I wasn't even aware of all the things that I have talked about. So for me, it's been a huge part of the education process. I was not, you know, very aware of the workings of the Federal Reserve Bank and a lot of those issues until recently. So for me, it's been as much of an education as it has been anything else.
Well, it's good that you bring that up, because some folks might say, well, Ben, he probably grew up in a family that knew all of this stuff from the get-go, and most of us, quite honestly, were, let's say, propagandized and lied to through much of our education and had to overcome most, if not all of it. But you were also homeschooled, so you had an ability to think. You were taught to think, unlike those of our friends that are in government schools that have to relearn to think when they're adults.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you are homeschooled, you have a lot more critical thinking opportunities. And that whole groupthink mentality is never a part of your upbringing. So, you know, I think for most homeschool families, not all maybe, but I don't want to generalize, but I think for most of them, I think it's safe to say that there is, you know, a very honest attempt at, you know, encouraging your child to think independently and to study independently and to, you know, really seek out answers to questions. And it's something that we don't have a lot of today. It's certainly not in the public education system.
No, and if I talk about investigative journalism, I can count on one hand the people that are actually doing even less than that, doing what you're doing at that level. But at the same time, we look at those that are very high paid in the profession as what I call news readers, and it's incredible what they're paid to not say. And I'm thinking, I don't know how they live with themselves at night unless they're on a lot of FDA pharmaceuticals just to get them to sleep at night. But I know what you do. You got to sleep well at night knowing that you're actually not selling out your integrity to report on what you think is important.
Well, I think that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, every single day the attempt on my end is to say, what can I talk about that has value to readers, listeners, viewers, and for the purpose of improving their life. I think when we talk a lot about this idea of the left-right paradigm in media.
Yes.
When you talk about that paradigm, you have to realize that the left-right paradigm, above everything else that it does, and it causes a lot of problems, above everything else, it robs the individual of identity, it robs them of a voice, it robs them of the reality of what their future will look like, because it frames everything kind of in a false paradigm. And so when people think that one side or the other is looking out for them, of course, that is not at all happening.
Well, it also robs them of their critical thinking skills because they can emotionally react or respond based on who they perceive is saying it, if it's somebody on the left or the right, and trying to get beyond that Hegelian dialectic. It's a chore. I'm telling you, even friends of mine that are very, I would consider, intellectually intelligent, fall back on emotional reactions when the news is presented in a way as, oh, it's coming from a Democrat or a Republican. We pretty much come to the conclusion that the establishment plays both sides against all of us, and until we wake up and see that, we're going to continue to be played.
Yeah, well, we absolutely are going to continue to get played. Look, when we talk about some of the major issues of our day, when we talk about government spending, when we talk about the value of the dollar, when we talk about the rights of voters and the ability of voters to have their voice heard, all of those issues are framed in this left-right paradigm by media. And what happens is you never deal with any of the actual issues here. Everything that we're dealing with is kind of this, facade. And so it's a huge problem, and it's one that unless, we as individuals, as journalists, as citizens of the United States, unless we start pushing back against this concept and stop falling for it, we're never going to improve any of the issues in this country.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Ben Swan here, investigative journalist. He's out on his own doing some great work, and I want to give you a heads up if you're not familiar with Ben. I don't know how that's possible, but it's possible. So you go to benswan.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. In fact, one of the embedded stories is a video that you'll see of what Ben does. Now, this movement into crowdsourcing and in creating the alternative media, being the new media, you've elected, if I'm up to date on where you are today, to go on your own, to not align with any major news organization, to try and create your own pathway. Is that correct?
That's exactly what we're doing. And we did this through a crowdsourced effort, and we're still receiving donations to it to continue to make episodes. We call them Truth in Media episodes. They're anywhere from 7 to 12 minute long episodes that I believe rival anything out there in mainstream media in terms of the style and the presentation. But the content is very different than anything you're going to see. And so, we're talking about issues. In fact, I give you an example. We're releasing one tomorrow. I want to encourage people to check it out, talking about a mind manipulation program that's being developed at the Arizona State University. And it's a grant through DARPA. And the goal is to control the way religious people think and to, impact and control how they view religious narratives. And so we're going to explain how this is done, but when you watch it, it's not going to come off, I don't believe, as being, fringe or kooky, the things that people try to label alternative media with so many times. That's really our goal. We want to be a bridge for people to be awakened to what's going on and to draw them into alternative media.
Well, that is an interesting concept. It's something we've tried to do over the years here as well. As much as I'll get a little hot under the collar on certain issues like this, and I'm not going to maintain complete composure, but using the emotions for a good purpose is that when there's something to be outraged about, to allow that to kind of bubble through. Now, this idea of making a bridge, because those are now, say, millions of people are kind of losing faith in the established institutions, and that includes the old media. But they don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn. They don't know who to turn to. And, to establish your track record as you have without compromise is something that I think people are being drawn towards now. That's why Natural News has grown so much. That's why we're here at the Robert Scadavell Show. The audience is growing because we're not filtering it through, let's say, an international corporate or government agenda.
Right, and that's the key, right? Everything that we do has to be authentic, and there has to be accountability in terms of how we do it, because, you know, we still follow journalistic process. You know, there's this concept about alternative or new media that it's somehow kind of the Wild West and no one's really accountable and anyone can just say anything. Well, the reality is that's true of all other media as well. There's no one who's controlling what they're saying, but it's the facade of it being more responsible. It's the facade of it being more journalistic. I mean, how many stories does CNN run where they have to actually turn around and retract their story at the end of a news show or at the end of a segment, kind of buried somewhere in there? And if they get it wrong, no one's angry. No one says, oh, well, you know, CNN, I can't trust them anymore. The hardcore folks will still watch them because they don't know where else to look. The alternative media audience has already given up on them. And so they've already walked away. So it's just, to me, it's kind of a fascinating back and forth between those two worlds.
Well, it's like the gatekeepers are very nervous right now, because if you have a limited number of media outlets, you can control the message, what gets through, how it gets painted, or what the perspective is we want to reveal and not reveal. And now, of course, with this new media, that concept of the Wild West is that it's not being gatekept in the same way. And granted, there are going to be people that screw up in the new media too, but it will be unofficial screw-ups. The screw-ups in the regular media are official, and they're allowed. We don't approve of them.
That's right. Well, and the reality is that I think new media is doing a much better job of putting up a very strong standard of excellence and expectation. And the fact is, no media is perfect. No media gets it right 100% of the time. But your job as a journalist is not to be right 100% of the time. It's to be honest 100% of the time. So if you get it wrong, you say you got it wrong. But there's this, you know, and look, you got folks like Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, and Senator Dianne Feinstein wanting to redefine who's a journalist, wanting there to be a legal definition so that they can decide that if you work for corporate media, then you count, and if you don't, then you're not. It's all part of this game to really say we've got to regain control of the information sources, because the Internet has created, it is true, it's created the Wild West in terms of the viewer, listener, reader having access to far more information than they used to have.
Right. Well, we're okay with that. The free flow of information happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ben Swan, benswan.com. We're going to talk with him another segment about his latest report coming up as well about, I think it's ballot access. So they're trying to wipe out the libertarians in Ohio. We'll be back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, I know it's National Grouch Day and all, but I'm kind of happy. We got some great stuff going on. Ben Swan is my guest right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we don't complain about the media. We become it. And I think that's the message that Ben Swan is bringing out to everybody. Young guy that's broken in early on and doing it the way it should be done. And, kind of the theme here is don't ask for permission where none is required. And I think Ben lives that. And I appreciate you so much, Ben, for all that you're doing out there.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Now, you have a story in Ohio. The Ohio State Senate has passed a bill which would essentially eliminate all third-party candidates from ballots. We've had Jesse Ventura on. You've interviewed Jesse, haven't you?
You know, I haven't. I've talked with his son, interviewed his son, Tyrell, but I hadn't talked to Jesse.
He's a hoot. He's absolutely hilarious when you get together with him. But he says, listen, if I could get into the debates, it would change everything. And I would agree. It was a similar thing that Ron Paul did by getting into the Republican debates, running as a Republican. He broke up the thought form. A lot of the things Republicans are saying, they would not be saying today if Ron Paul was not given the stage at that point. And it's similar here in Ohio, I think. If they're trying to wipe out any competition to the major parties, it's pretty bad at that level.
Yeah, no, it really is. Listen, we've been actually warning about this for quite some time, saying that there will be a huge pushback against this so-called liberty movement. That's what we call it. This liberty movement, which is really a coalition movement, right? It is the anti-war progressives. It is tax and spend hating Tea Party members. And it is, of course, the capital L libertarians. You bring them all together, whether it be young people from the Occupy movement, folks who are upset about drug policy, you get them all into one coalition, and you've got an incredible group of voters. And so the powers that be, Republicans and Democrats, are looking at this as parties and saying, we can't allow this to exist. You got to stop this. And we got to stop it for two reasons. The long-term effect of allowing, kind of a political movement is never a good thing for either party. But also the short-term effect of affecting individual, races. And so, for instance, in this case, the state senator put forward this bill that's passed the Senate that essentially says if you have not gotten, as a party, at least 3% of the vote in the last presidential election, you cannot have your party's name as a candidate, but even as candidates, you can't have your name on the ballot. And so everyone who is not a Republican or Democrat, essentially, has to be a write-in candidate, even though the Libertarian Party in Ohio has achieved ballot status. They're allowed to be on the ballot under current law. So they're trying to basically rewrite the law to say, remove everyone who's a Libertarian, remove Green Party, remove Constitution Party, anybody who is essentially going to siphon votes away. Because the fear is that conservatives won't vote for John Kasich in Ohio come the next election. Kasich, of course, made this huge Medicare expansion in Ohio, has worked with the Obama administration on that. People are very upset about that. Conservatives certainly are. And so the fear is, well, what happens if a Libertarian candidate becomes a viable choice? Can't have that. So the goal is to eliminate, ballot access. And in Virginia, by the way, we're putting up a piece about this today, but in Virginia, the same thing's happening. Robert Sarvis, who is the Libertarian candidate for governor, has just been told he can't be in the final debate because he didn't poll high enough to be in the debate, even though he's polling at 12%. And so we see this happening kind of across the country right now, this fear that, this liberty thing is actually a real thing. It's not just a flavor-of-the-month kind of deal, and people really, truly are fed up with this faux two-party system.
Well, it feels like when you're in it, it's moving very slowly, even though what we saw, such excitement when Ron Paul ran for president last two cycles. Yet we're still having the same struggle in many ways. Ballot access issues, the liberty people, there are coalitions coming out against the establishment parties on both sides of the equation here. But when we look back at history, we're going to say, wow, that really went fast. But in the midst of it, it feels like we're moving it through molasses.
Well, yeah. I think so. I think it's difficult for some people. Listen, especially those, I talk to people around the country. We go around speaking at these events. And talk about how liberty is rising in America. And I'll meet folks at these events who say, well, I voted for Ron Paul back in 1988. I was a Ron Paul person back then. And, you talk to some of these folks, and they've been fighting this fight for a long, long time. So I actually feel a little bit bad sometimes because I feel like I'm a Johnny come lately who, is still, I'm a recovering neocon. So, I've been in that neocon mindset for a long time.
Yes.
And having come out of it, for me, it's still all exciting and new and like, hey, guys, this stuff's happening. Isn't this great? And other people are like, oh, my gosh, it's taking forever.
Well, integrity is refreshing. It still is. Truth is treason and empire of lies. We heard Ron Paul talk about that during the campaigns as well. But that's where the energy is moving. Those with integrity, like you, Ben Swan, are growing in popularity, and people are looking to you to do more of the right thing, and I know you will, as you are. Your track record is great, and we appreciate you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and welcome you back anytime. Any breaking story, we want to help you out.
I appreciate it so much. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, check it out, BenSwan.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes today at RobertScottBell.com. Hey, can we consign Monsanto to hell? We'll find out after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is a single botanical that contains all the vitamins, minerals, amino and omega fatty acids necessary for optimal health. Moringa oleifera, a tree conveyed from the mind of God to the hands of man. Recognized by the National Institutes of Health as the Botanical of the Year for 2007, praised again in 2011 and 2012, valued worldwide for its ability to treat over 300 diseases. One major reason that disease is so pervasive is that we aren't getting proper nutrition from our food. Moringa provides nutrient values that simply do not exist in the food chain. But not all Moringa products are created equal. Zija's Moringa products are pristine, shade-dried, bioavailable, organic, and not genetically modified. To obtain optimal health through superfood nutrition while working personally with Ty Bollinger and his team of research scientists and medical doctors, visit MoringaMagicTeam.com or call Ty at 281-509-9799. 281-509-9799.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth,
Robert Scott Belcher.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Well, you know our mission. What's yours? Give me a call, 866-939-2355. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can always leave us a voicemail. We'll get back to you. Sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Special thanks to all those of you listening through naturalnewsradio.com, of course, GCN, and all the affiliates. Rebroadcast through UKHealthRadio.com and Digital Radio 103 in Australia. Shout out down under. All right. It's National Grouch Day, and after having Ben Swan on, I'm not grouchy. Again, we're just throwing this grout. It's National Happy Day now.
amazing thing I didn't get to bring up while we were talking to him, because he's just a wealth of information. He just totally gets it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find people that get it like that, especially people that are in the media. But did you realize that he graduated from Brigham Young University at the age of 15 and got his master's degree at 16? Is that crazy or what? I mean,
those homeschoolers, they don't know nothing.
That is just insane.
You know, exactly, incredible. I mean, he's here for a reason at this time, and many of you out there are also reporting on stories, writing, and I encourage you to keep doing it, blogging. We need the media everywhere, covering stories that the old media, of course, wants to suppress. Now, here's a story that they would like to suppress, but it's right there on Medical News Today, interestingly enough, in the nutrition diet section. Was it just a couple of days ago we were covering the story of the hospital in Philadelphia that Paul Offit, the vaccine prophet, said, oh, he was so happy because they banned nutritional supplements? Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, yeah. Better known as CHOP.
CHOP, that's right. The CHOP house, they chop your child up. Now, this is not a good thing for us. We told you to avoid the hospital. Looks like Offit and that gang can't read the studies, because there's a study, 11-year retrospective, on nutritional supplementation, specifically in the pediatric community, that is basically kids. And if they utilized these oral nutritional supplements, it was associated with a decreased length of stay of 14.8% and decrease in hospital stay costs of $1,768 per patient. Now, with information like that, then you have to realize what the Offit Prophet Chop House Hospital is all about, is making money off of your kids staying sicker longer.
Right.
Because the only reason you would say we've got to ban nutritional supplements is that way we can guarantee your kids are not leaving the hospital before we get every last penny out of you and or your insurance company, and now if Obamacare ever comes to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, when I saw this article, I always look at it first from a very face value standpoint. And to me, I'm looking at this and I'm going, okay, so if you feed the kids and give them good nutrition when they're in the hospital, they have a better outcome.
Mm-hmm. That's a borderline moment of duh. Yeah, and you know, here's Super Don, you got to see this in this article. Maybe you already saw this. But, you know, we mentioned the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. There's somebody that Paul Offit's going to have to fire now from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Maria Mascarenhas. I'm not saying it right. Okay. She's an MD. She's an associate professor of pediatrics at the CHOP. She said, malnutrition in children is associated with poor health outcomes, and this is especially important in the hospitalized child. And then she goes on to say, nutritional support is a critical component of the clinical management of pediatric inpatients, but it is often overlooked due to other medical issues.
Wow.
She works
different,
at the job.
Different opinions there. Yeah.
How is this possible? She's right there. Isn't that funny? At the same hospital that they ban nutritional supplements, they actually have a doctor there going, no, dude, we need to, it's good for kids. I don't know how they're going to make heads or tails out of that, but
yeah, well, I don't know. We ought to get her on.
We reach out to her if she still has a job there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, here, okay, I want to switch gears now because I have a question. I guess it relates to nutrition, and we'll see if I can get damning Monsanto to hell if they haven't already done it themselves. We'll talk to the clergy in a moment. But I have a question coming through the website at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. If you haven't been to the website, please just give it a visit, robertscottbell.com. You'll actually see in the show notes now, in addition to the normal things I try to put up there, an actual, what we call it, video of RSB and Super Don sparring a little, doing a little crazy comedy, whatever we got to do to prepare for the show each day. And it's right there embedded in the show notes. But also, John Rappaport, we have the Rappaport reports. And one of his reports I want to get to in just a moment, I apologize. I'm not trying to delay the pesticide question. It basically is this. Somebody had left the house. Somebody was in the house, cleaning the house, doing the thing, saw some fire ants, and guess what? They didn't like what they saw in those fire ants. And because the owner of the home, who's a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, wasn't there, they actually used some pesticides like Raid or like a can of Raid or something. And so that greatly upset her because she has children. She's like, what am I going to do now? You know, I was out of town. Now somebody sprayed Raid in my kitchen, the countertops, the drawers. And she says, I'm so distraught. This woman's name is Candy. How can I ever get the poison removed from my organic, once chemical-free kitchen? I have grandchildren to worry about, too. So it's a great question. And, yeah, there's not many places we can go that haven't been, you know, just swathed or sprayed and smattered with pesticides. Hopefully we have our own homes to be chemical-free in that way, but there are times where, you know, like we talk about and joke about, all the people that are into natural food, they'll still have a bottle of Neosporin or a tube of Neosporin in their cabinet or their purse, and we'll say, why aren't you using the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel? There are a lot of folks that are pretty natural that still have a can of Raid in their house. So what we want to do is neutralize it the fastest way possible. Of course, oxygen. Remember we listened to Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe. If you don't have already an ozone-producing type machine, there are ozone units you can do right in that kitchen. You can set that up to kind of eat the toxic poisons. That helps to neutralize it. The delimonene that we get from orange TKO, because it's delimonene from, you know, the orange peel in water, and it's oxygenated. So that's also another way to neutralize these pesticides in this way. You know, some people say you can clean with vinegar and different things, but I'm just talking about the oxygen aspect of this. And these are things you can do. Now, from the standpoint of exposure to these pesticides, there are pesticide detoxification formulas in homeopathy. We got the indoor air pollutants, the outdoor air pollutants, pesticides included. And you can call up King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. And you can get the things you need to detoxify if you're concerned about your grandkids or yourself and that pesticide exposure, which you're trying rightfully to avoid. But look to use oxygen as well, oxyrsv.com. Remember that website. You get a lot of those components, but ozone is something you can utilize in your kitchen in that regard to neutralize it. So there's a brief answer to your question, Candy, and I appreciate you asking that. Super Don, do you have any questions about that? Are you clear?
I am crystal clear. And, you know, I'll just say that, you know, the orange TKO, mm-hmm. I've used that, and that's great stuff. It really works well, and, you know, they put on there that it's a cleaner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to use this for cleaning, you know, but there are some things they can't put on there, such as bugs.
Yeah,
I mean, the stuff works great on bugs. It's a great bug repellent,
outdoors,
and it smells good.
Yeah.
It smells good, too. So I've used it for you know, deodorizing. Yeah, I'll tell you what, there's nothing better, because, I mean, listen, you have a garbage disposal, Robert?
Yes, we do.
Those things stink, don't they, sometimes? Yeah, you run stuff through there, and it's just, you know, the odor coming from the kitchen is from the garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. You put a couple of drops of that in the garbage disposal, run some water, and turn it on real quick. You know, it just takes care of it. It's little stuff like that around the house
again,
I've been able to use that for.
Oxygen.
Yeah?
And delimonene in water. It's amazing what it can do. So orangetko.net, our good friend Bill Tuff, say hi. And if you haven't got that, that's a great option for you, even for the bugs around the house. Now, what about the pests in, Monsanto, right? Monsanto, shouldn't they be condemned to hell? And why aren't the preacher men and women out there doing it? This is an article, and we have it linked up in the show notes today, from John Rappaport. Why can't churches consign Monsanto to hell from the pulpit? Now, we've been hard on those that are in the churches, the synagogues, and the mosques for not speaking out about a lot of things, including the vaccine issue. But what about the environment? I mean, if you read the Bible, and if it's something you hold near and dear to your heart, where is it that it would condone this monkeying with creation in such a way as Monsanto and other of these biotech companies do, in literally altering the genetic integrity of a species, whether it be animal or plant? And, you know, he makes the point in this article, priests and ministers spoke out against the war in Vietnam. They went after the drug dealing Contras in Nicaragua. And, you know, they're of the people. Now, he was talking about all of Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Episcopalian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Unitarian, Shinto, Hindu, priests, ministers, men of the cloth, all faiths. If they spoke out against these GMO abominations, it could be over. He even said, where's Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, the reverends, right? Where are they in this? It's not a good issue for them.
They're too busy yelling at the Republicans.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's dancing around the issues that really are inconsequential in the big scheme of things when you talk about not only the radiation issue we talked about last hour, but the GMO issue, which side by side are, you know, number one and two somewhere, and they're always neck and neck in this regard about the great dangers we have. We play Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Remember the story of Joseph from the Hebrew Scriptures?
Yes, and Donny Osmond did such a great job.
And he had dreams of what? GMO sheaves of wheat dancing? No. Talking about, you know, things that were grown as they've been grown for thousands of years. Clean food, clean water, clean air. That's okay. If Al Gore had argued for cleaning the environment based on toxicology, he'd have gotten almost everybody on board with him. But no, he had to go for global warming and made it a politicized economic issue. Again, to divide us, purposefully to divide us. That's not what we want. So the question is, if you go to a church, synagogue, or mosque, or anything in between, why or why not? Are your preachers and priests and whatever they call them, rabbis, are they not speaking up on this issue of genetically modified organisms? I would ask you, I would encourage you, if you go to any of those houses of worship, that you speak to those men and women of the cloth and basically encourage them to go back to their own text, historical, spiritual text, and bring this issue to the forefront, because we are violating the sanctity of our temple. And I mean that temple that is the body, the gift of creation that we carry with us, or carries us around while we are in existence on this planet here. And while we're on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, we got a lot more healing to go, not a lot of time to do it. How about adrenal burnout? Anybody? Anybody? Viewer? Somebody's got it, because we got a question about it, and I'm going to give you an answer, or two, or three. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. Adrenal burnout on tap. We got you covered after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. the only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Natural, is it natural grouch day? Because here it'd be natural instead of national.
Natural,
right?
Grouch day.
You're going to be a grouch. You got to be a natural grouch, right?
On this show, you have to be.
Yeah, natural grouch day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, man, it's a great show. We had Ben Swan. It was awesome. Also, of course, you got to go back if you missed the first hour with Brian Hooker, man. He just laid it out on the flu shot, especially for you ladies that are wanting to be pregnant or are. You have got to avoid it. The increase in spontaneous abortion and miscarriage, it's extraordinary. It's horrific. And yet every drugstore, every supermarket, come and get your flu shot. We'll throw in some free groceries or photo processing. It's a we live in a disgusting culture when it comes to those things, our medical culture. And when I called modern medicine as it's played out today slavery, I am not exaggerating. Yep. Go back and listen to Advanced Medicine Monday. We were talking with Dr. Bitar. I mean, it is an accurate assessment. Because if you try to leave the medical plantation or your kids, like for cancer oncology, they will track your kids down. They will steal them from you and return them to the plantation, that medical plantation. So it's not mild. It's not, and of course, it's enough to make your adrenals burn out. Speaking of adrenals. We have another question coming in from a listener. This is from Beth Ann. Robert, I have a friend suffering from adrenal fatigue and immune system issues. He made a trip to a clinic in Germany for help, but doesn't seem to be improving 6 months later. Perhaps he's seeing the wrong type of doctor. What are your suggestions for supplements? Thanks much, Beth Ann. Well, Beth Ann, it's hard, obviously to be definitive on someone that, who's just a friend who's been over to a clinic. I don't know. I will say, of course, my love homeopathy, that we have the 911 burnout formula from King Bio. And it has all of the aspects to address adrenal burnout, fatigue, endocrine disruption, things like that on an energetic level without risking doing certain things that, that may be necessary, but trying to find the quality that makes it safe for you to use is a distinct thing that it's still very important. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about glandulars. Now, we can do glandulars in homeopathic medicine. You can actually take the glands and convert them into homeopathic medicine, adrenals and different things like that, hypothalamus, thalamus, different things. And that's why, there's even a pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal, and thyroid formula, PHAT, from King Bio. But there are those that are very much proponents of eating the glands of these animals. And my only concern, my biggest concern, of course, is that those animals have been raised in such a way that you're actually getting clean enough versions of these things. Some of them are made into extracts, glandular extracts that are not homeopathic. And although there is validity to doing that and it helping, The concern I have, of course, is that it would bring some other complicating factors in because the animals themselves have been raised in such a way that you're going to end up, let's say, worse off long-term by doing those glandulars. So my first order of business is to get somebody on homeopathic glandulars along with the other remedies that we know of to address the adrenals. And interestingly enough, Arsenicum album, homeopathic arsenic, is one of the most potent remedies for the adrenal glands. Have you ever heard me talking about arsenic in this way, Super Don? Do you remember?
Yes, I have.
And it's kind of weird. And it's freaky because my wife was watching this show. I caught it the other day. What is it called? Bones?
Bones.
Yes.
Yeah.
That,
good show.
Yeah. And in it, there was a murder, and they implicated the wife for giving the husband homeopathic arsenic, arsenicum album, which is absurd because you can eat bootloads of homeopathic arsenicum album and never have a toxic reaction. So,
Did you say bootloads?
I try not to say buttloads, but okay, our 10-year-old listener said, Robert said buttloads.
What about boatloads?
Boatloads. Oh, boy, I can say boatloads too.
There you go.
All right, so boatloads of arsenicum. The point is that you could not intoxicate and poison and kill anybody with homeopathic arsenic, all right? So, all you intellectuals who think this Booth or Sweets or I don't know all these names of these people, if they're so smart because they play smart people, when it comes to dissing on homeopathy, they failed. But the average person might not know that. So I would say arsenicum, which is one of the ingredients, I believe, also in the 911 burnout remedy. But I'm also not saying just take the remedy and continue living the life as if the candle can burn at both ends with no recourse. Are you sleeping enough? That's a big, and of course, adrenal exhaustion can disrupt sleep patterns as well. So people on the 911 burnout remedy report to me that they actually sleep better as they're working with their bodies this way. So are there other things you can do? Of course, remineralizing. If you like Suzanne Summers' method, we had her on the show recently. She talks about bioidentical hormones. Whatever works for you, as long as it's not toxic and won't hurt you, I'll support you in those endeavors and efforts. But I'd say the easiest thing is the water-based remedy from King Bio. Hey, thanks everybody for being here. We had a great time today. We got Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. He'll be in New York City. We'll get him on somehow. And of course, tell your friends about the video updates each day with Super Don and me. And remind each and every one of your friends, just as I remind you, that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.